Welcome to Chase Card Services. Please enter your full 16-digit credit card account number. If you are calling to we're sorry, the number you entered was not recognized. Please enter your full we're sorry. One moment while we connect you with a customer service specialist. This call will be monitored or recorded. This call will be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling, Chase. My name is Katie. May I have your name, please?
It's Reuben Goldstein.
Thank you, Mr. Goldstein. And to better assist you, may I have the 16-digit credit card number you're calling about?
I don't have it on me. I just go online, and for some reason, my computer is not being recognized by your system. Can I give you my social, please?
Sure.
605-202086.
Thank you. And Mr. Goldstein, may I also have the mother's maiden name or password on the account, please?
It's you now.
Thank you. Alright, and the first account I brought up is the Chase Southwest Airlines Premier card. Is that one of the cards you're calling in reference to?
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help?
Give me one second. Let's see. I just need my. I need to call in to enter a temporary identification code.
Sure, I'll be more than happy to assist you further with that. And in order to do so, what is the name of the bank that was used to make the last payment to the credit card?
It's probably Chase. I mean, Wells Fargo.
Okay, that's the checking account that you used to make the last payment to this credit card?
Yeah, I think so. Ends in 8966. The account number.
Okay. So in order to assist you further, I do need to get you connected over to our security department. Okay. A brief moment of hold. I'll bring you back online and I'll introduce you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment. Mr. Goldstein?
Yes.
Thank you very much for holding. I do appreciate that. I do currently have our security department on the line with us, and she'll be assisting you further.
Okay.
All right. Hi, this is Noor from Chase Operations, and this call will be monitored or recorded. And by the way, do you have your Southwest Airlines card at 7330?
No, I don't have it on me. It's in my car, but I just need to get online.
Yeah. But it's not lost or stolen, right?
No, correct.
Okay, what is your complete name, please, including your middle initial?
Reuben E. Goldstein.
Thank you. And to maintain security in your account, can you verify your mother's maiden name?
You know.
All right, thank you. So this is just to verify your identity. I would like to send a text message passcode to your cell phone number. Once you receive that, all you have to do...
I don't think you guys have... What cell phone do you have? You might have the wrong number on file.
I don't have access to your account yet, sir, so I can't see the cell phone number on file.
Okay. You're going to text the wrong number. I went online, and it gave me three choices, and none of those numbers are my cell phone.
Oh, I need your cell phone number, sir.
Oh, okay. It's 323-590-5362.
Thank you. 323-590-5362.
590-5362. 323-590-5362.
Yes, so Chase does not charge for text messages, but standard text messaging rates from your provider may apply. Can I send a text now?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Please stand a line. And I'm sorry, what's your middle initial, Mr. Goldstein?
E.
Okay, thank you. I have sent a text message now. Can you please double check your phone?
I didn't get anything yet. Oh, hold on. I got it. So let's try this. 08. Oh, I don't even know my Chase.com password. Ugh.
It's an identification code, sir.
Yeah, but it's also asking for my Chase.com password. Do you know what it is on hand?
Oh, you don't have to log on. Just read the identification code for me.
Oh, 108904.
108904. Let me check if it will match. Okay, perfect. It matches on what we have in file, so let me go ahead and gain access to your account here. Okay, so since you're calling regarding your online access, I'll go ahead and place a clearance on this account so that once I connect you back to our customer service department, they can help you with your online access. But before that, there are pending transactions on your account. We have one yesterday from McDonald's, $6.03. Today from Fit Athletic Club and from Experian Credit Report.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Do you have questions for me before I connect you back to our customer
service
department?
So all I want to do is I just want to get online. And so I need to know how to do that because it keeps on saying call us to get a temporary code. So if I select the option call us to get a temporary identification code, it says next.
No problem.
It asks for the temporary identification code, but it also asks for the password. I don't know the password to the account because it's saved in the computer.
Don't worry. We'll go ahead and help you with that. So do you have questions for me before I transfer the call now?
Can you help me log in?
Oh, I need to connect you back to our customer service department, sir. Don't worry. I'll be the one to introduce you and explain the whole situation.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Stay in the line. Can I place you on hold just a minute or two?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Goldstein.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for patiently waiting. I got you here, Cheryl, from our customer service department. Cheryl, as I mentioned, we have here Mr. Goldstein. This call, as I mentioned earlier, this was transferred from your department since he's needing an assistance regarding his online access. I already have a fully verified card number, so are you able to help him with his online access?
I can speak with him if I'm prepared, guys. Yes.
Thank you. So, Mr. Goldstein, unless you need me on the line, I'll leave you with Cheryl's capable hands. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling, Chase. You, too, have a wonderful afternoon. Bye.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Sterling Car Services. I am the advisor. Call may be monitored or recorded. For the security of the card, may you provide mother maiden name for the account?
It's you now.
Oh, thank you for that one moment. I am in the Cardiff Southwest. She advised me you had questions about your online getting on.
For some reason my computer just saves the password. I just auto-log in, but it's not. I called in because for some reason it's not recognizing my computer. So I got the temporary identification code, but I don't know my password offhand, so I needed some help so I can get into the account.
Understood. All right, so I'm not sure what she advised you, but I am definitely going to take a look. So one second here. So when you're logging in, are you using the user's ID, RUBEN2302?
Correct.
Oh, thank you. So what we offer to do in this case is to reset it and then allow you to choose a new password.
Perfect.
Because we don't know the old one either.
Okay.
So just a brief sec. I appreciate it. So if you have any of the Chase browsers open, we do offer that you close them first, like X them all down.
No worries.
Chase, and then you go back to Chase.com.
Okay.
And then once you're there, the user's ID is perfect, so you put it back in there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be offering you the code whenever you tell me you're ready.
I'm good to go.
You're good to go. All right, so the code is 14459015. Now, sometimes it will say sign in or log on, whichever is there.
Enter new password. Got it.
That's it. So you already cared for it because I don't get to help you choose a password. All right, any other concerns for me?
Okay, hold on. At least one upper... Hold on. Hold on. Okay, at least one number. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. See if this works. Okay, hold on 1 second. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No question. Have a good one, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.